Nearly 100 billion transistors on a chip the size of your fingernail. That's not a future prediction, it's an announcement from IBM this week. The question is, are US and European industries ready for the revolution in processing power that's about to hit their factory floors, their supply chains, and their products? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful theme, the radical miniaturization of intelligence. We'll start with IBM's monumental leap in semiconductor technology, breaking the 1-nanometer barrier. Then, we'll see how that kind of power enables a lab on a chip that could transform drug discovery. And finally, we'll look at a new class of materials that could create sensors with unprecedented sensitivity.
It's a story of foundational platforms, the chips, the testing models, and the materials that will define the next decade of advanced manufacturing and diagnostics. What's happening at the nanoscale is about to have a macro-level impact on Western competitiveness.
Let's start with that headline from IBM. Troy, a sub-1-nanometer chip with 100 billion transistors. What exactly is this breakthrough?
This is a fundamental shift in semiconductor architecture. IBM has unveiled a technology using what they call a nanostack design. It moves beyond the current FinFET structure by stacking transistors vertically, not just side by side. It's how they can achieve a transistor density of nearly 100 billion on a single die.
So it's the difference between building a sprawling single-story campus and building a skyscraper. Why is this specific development so critical this week?
Because it signals a viable path beyond the perceived limits of Moore's Law. For years, the industry has worried about hitting a physical wall. This nanostack architecture, announced on June 25th, provides a foundational platform for all future commercial chip designs. It's the blueprint for the next generation of processors.
Okay, let's bring this to the factory floor. How does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers?
For manufacturers of electronics, medical devices, or even industrial machinery, this means the potential for staggering on-device intelligence. Think AI-driven quality control sensors that are smaller, more powerful, and consume less energy. European automakers can integrate more sophisticated autonomous driving processors. US aerospace can build more powerful and compact avionics. The competitive threat is that any region that masters this sub-1-nanometer fabrication will have a dominant position in high-value manufacturing.
And for the trading companies and distributors that move these components?
They need to understand that the supply chain for sub-1-nanometer chips will be incredibly specialized and capital-intensive. Sourcing will be limited to a few fabs globally, likely a battleground between players like Intel, TSMC, and Samsung. European and U.S. distributors must secure their allocation of this next-gen silicon now, as capacity will be constrained for years. Market timing is critical. The first to integrate these chips into their product lines will have a significant advantage.
So, what's the one actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
They should task their CTO and head of supply chain to jointly evaluate the long-term implications of vertical transistor architecture. They need to ask, which of our products could be redefined by this leap in processing power? And are our current semiconductor partners prepared to deliver it at scale?
That power enables some incredible applications, which brings us to our next story, sensor-integrated organ-on-a-chip devices. It sounds like science fiction, but a paper in PubMed Central this week suggests it's very real. Troy, what is an organ-on-a-chip?
Imagine a microfluidic chip, about the size of a USB stick, that contains living human cells in a 3D structure mimicking the function of a human organ, a tiny liver, heart, or lung. The key development, detailed in the June 22nd paper, is the deep integration of multi-sensory systems and full automation onto these chips.
Why does that integration matter globally right now?
It solves two of the biggest problems in drug discovery, speed and ethics. This automated platform can run high-throughput, long-term analysis on how a new drug affects human heart or liver cells without ever touching a human or an animal. It accelerates the screening process for new drug candidates and provides more accurate data on toxicity early in the development cycle.
This seems like a massive opportunity for U.S. and European manufacturers in the life sciences space.
Absolutely. For pharmaceutical and biotech manufacturers in the U.S. and Europe, this is a competitive game changer. It can drastically reduce the cost and time of preclinical trials, which is a major bottleneck. Companies that adopt these OOC platforms can bring new drugs to market faster.
It also creates a new manufacturing sector for the devices themselves, the chips, the sensors, and the automated reader systems. This is a high-margin, high-tech manufacturing opportunity.
What about the distributors and trading companies? How do they play in this market?
This creates an entirely new product category for specialized distributors. They'll be sourcing and supplying not just the organ on the chip devices, but also the reagents, cell cultures, and a host of consumables. Building partnerships with the developers of these platforms, like those mentioned in the PMC research, is a key first step. There is a significant opportunity to become the go-to supplier for this burgeoning field in North America and the EU.
So the actionable takeaway for executives in pharma, biotech, or even medtech?
Initiate a pilot program. Identify a drug candidate or a toxicity screening process within your R&D pipeline and run it in parallel on a leading organ on a chip platform. The data will allow you to quantify the efficiency gains and build a business case for broader adoption.
From chips that mimic organs, we now turn to the materials that will build the next wave of sensors. A new paper in Nature Nanotechnology details something called 2D, 3D van der Waals perovskite heterostructures. Troy, please translate that for us.
Of course. Perovskites are a class of materials with exceptional optoelectronic properties. The challenge has always been their stability and manufacturing them cleanly. This research, published June 23rd, details a new technique called cross-dimensional epitaxy. It allows scientists to grow ultra-pure, atomically sharp interfaces between 2D and 3D perovskite layers.
Atomically sharp interfaces. Why is that precision so important?
Because it eliminates the defects that would normally trap or slow down electrons. This clean interface allows for highly efficient charge transport, which is the basis for any electronic component. The result is a material with stable, gate-tunable rectification. In simple terms, they've created a near-perfect, controllable electronic switch at a molecular level, which is the building block for highly advanced sensors.
So, how does this new material affect US and European manufacturers? Is this a threat or an opportunity?
It's both. The opportunity is to create a new generation of high-performance sensors. Think of biosensors that can detect specific molecules with unprecedented sensitivity, or new optical sensors for industrial automation and autonomous vehicles. European and US companies that lead in material science R&D can build a powerful competitive moat. The threat is falling behind. The nations that commercialize these perovskite structures first will dominate the market for next-generation sensing technology.
And for trading and distribution networks?
This is an early-stage development, but savvy distributors should be tracking the companies and research labs pioneering this cross-dimensional epitaxy. The immediate opportunity is in supplying the precursor chemicals and specialized equipment needed for this research. Longer term, it's about being ready to source and distribute these novel sensor components once they hit pilot production. Understanding the material's unique properties will be key to selling it effectively.
What's the immediate action item for a technology executive?
They need to direct their material science and R&D teams to evaluate the potential of perovskite heterostructures for their next product roadmap. Can this technology make your medical diagnostic tool 100 times more sensitive? Can it improve the efficiency of your solar energy products? Ask those questions now, before a competitor does.
All right, Troy, let's distill this into a strategic summary for our listeners. Three complex developments this week. What are the key takeaways for US and European business leaders?
First, the foundation of computing is taking a quantum leap. IBM's sub-1 nanometer nanostack chip means that the physical constraints we thought were 5 to 10 years away are being solved now. This will embed high-level AI into smaller, more efficient devices than ever before.
Second,
this new processing power is enabling radical acceleration in R&D. The automated organ-on-a-chip platforms are a prime example. They're turning drug discovery from a years-long process of animal testing into a rapid, automated, and more accurate data-driven analysis. This model of miniaturized, intelligent testing will spread to other industries.
And the third takeaway?
The fundamental materials we use are getting smarter. The perovskite heterostructures show that we are gaining atomic-level control over the properties of matter. This creates the potential for sensors and electronics that are not just incrementally better, but orders of magnitude more powerful.
So what is the single strategic action you'd recommend based on this?
Re-evaluate your 5-year technology roadmap immediately.
The assumptions about the cost, size, and capability of processing, testing, and sensing are likely outdated as of this week. Western executives must ask if their current R&D and supply chain strategies are ambitious enough to compete in a world of 100 billion transistor chips and atomically precise materials.
A powerful mandate for the week ahead. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us on Troy Technical Intelligence.
Our mission is to provide you with the strategic insight you need to navigate the intersection of technology and industry.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with the latest developments impacting U.S. and European markets.